Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. for as long as the earth remains. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. As long as the earth remains, seasons come, seasons go, winter and summer, day and night. The blessings of the Lord. As long as the earth
There was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome him here.
Spirit of the living God.
Hey,
Ruach. Oh, Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Okay. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We praise God. Today is the 5th of February, 2023. And we just bless the name of Jesus that we have entered into a new week, the beginning of a new week. And we come in with expectation. The Bible says the expectation of the right availeth much. So we come in expectant, anticipating, excited to receive what the Lord has for us, to walk in His way, to be a blessing, hallelujah, to others in the name of Jesus. Blessing to the kingdom of God and blessing to others, hallelujah. Be expectant. God got some great things in store. Hallelujah, this week, and you will experience some of these blessings. If not all, you will experience, but your hearts have to be open to receive. I hear the Lord say, I'm going to release. But your hearts have to be open to receive when He releases in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Almighty God, breath of God, breathe on each and every one of us this morning. Breathe on us. Breathe on us in the name of Jesus. Breath of God, breathe on each and every one of us. Breathe in this service. Oh, breath of God, breathe on us. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Breath of God, breathe on our children. Breath of God, breathe on our grandchildren of God. Breathe in our homes. Breathe on us, breath of God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. We acknowledge your presence in our midst every second of our lives. Spirit of the living God, we cannot do prayers or preach or read the word without your Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We welcome you. Move in this service. Move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Move in our thoughts. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, we are totally dependent on you. Have your way in our lives. Your way in this service. Have your way in our homes. We surrender completely and totally to you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us. Guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. Open our eyes in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, open our ears. Open our spiritual senses, oh God. Holy Spirit, help us in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, refresh each and every one of us this morning. Refresh us. We need refreshing of your spirit. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds. Holy Ghost, ask. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for your presence. Fill us up with your overflowing joy. Release the peace of Almighty God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Forgive us of all that we've done that's not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, we have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon our siblings. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, O God. Mercy, O God, upon us, O God. Mercy upon each and every one of us this morning under the sound of my voice. those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. Mercy, oh God. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere. The blood of Jesus into the cyberspace and networks. The blood of Jesus into the prayer line. The blood of Jesus onto the radio. The blood of Jesus in our homes. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus, oh God, release the blood of Jesus into every single area of our lives in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our minds, our thoughts. We will apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, soul, and body. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our hearts. We apply the blood of Jesus to the doorposts of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Even as we go back and forth to work, oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus put a hedge of protection around us in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We cover our siblings in the blood of Jesus. We cover our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. The work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood heal us. Heal those that are sick, oh God. Release the blood of Jesus to heal us and make us whole. Release the blood of Jesus to deliver us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let the blood restore us. The blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Oh Father, we claim all the unlimited breakthroughs in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, with all the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to build a wall of protection around us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put the armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we put the armor on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, on our children, our grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, armor on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you, oh God, to send your holy angels, oh God, to be with each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. To be with our children, to be with our grandchildren, to be with our spouses, to be with our nieces and our nephews and our siblings, to guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send your holy angels, angels that are assigned to us as individuals, angels that are assigned to this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus, guiding us and protecting us, warring on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, oh God. As we come together, Lord, let the fire ablaze, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost ablaze in our lives in the name of Jesus. As we come together in unity, in oneness, oh God, let your fire ablaze, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take everything out of our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name, oh God. Burn those things out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Everything that is hindering us from coming into close relationship with you, Lord, uproot it. Burn it. Take it out of our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we want to be and stay in your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. Father God, we came to do the will of the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. Give us a spirit, your spirit of obedience, almighty God. Jesus, we want to obey what God has called us to obey, do what he's called us to do. In the name of Jesus, give us, oh God, your faith, oh God, to completely, totally trust in you. Trust in your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as we trust to walk in your word, to walk in your ways, to do what you call us to do in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Lord, we surrender our hearts to you. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Perfect all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns our spouses. Perfect all that concerns our children and grandchildren. Perfect all that concerns our nieces and our nephews. Perfect all that concerns our siblings, oh God. Everyone connected to us. Oh God, we pray that you will perfect all that concerns our lives, all that concerns our destiny. In the name of Jesus, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Oh, Father God, we love you and we are called according to your purpose, oh God. Oh, God, and we know that all things will work together for good according to Romans 8:28. In the name of Jesus, oh God, for those who love the Lord. Lord, we love you, oh God. Lord, we love you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let your strength be made in our weakness, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. We are weak, but you are strong. Strengthen each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release your anointing. Holy Spirit, let the anointing fall upon us. Release the anointing in your power, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Release the anointing. Release your power, O God. According to Acts 10:38, O God. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the name of Jesus with the Holy Spirit. Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good, oh God, healing all that was sick and that were oppressed by the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, anoint us this morning with your power in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, anoint us. Anoint us, O God, to do your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. Empower us, O God. You anointed, O God, anoint us according to Acts 10:38. In the name of Jesus, O God, with your Holy Ghost and power, that, O God, that will empower us, O God, to do good, empower us to heal, empower us to deliver in the name of Jesus, O God. You said to heal all, no discrimination, O God. Jesus did not have discrimination. He healed all. He healed all, O God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to be your witness, O God. Witnesses, O God. John baptized with water, but hallelujah, the baptism is coming with fire, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to be your witnesses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, baptize us, O God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, O God. Baptize us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, just what happened in the upper room, in the name of Jesus, O God, baptize each and every one of us. Unity in oneness, O God, in our families, to receive the anointing, to receive the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, to spread the gospel. Baptize us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. The same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is the same resurrection power that is in your sons and daughters. Oh God, let us walk and have faith and believe, oh God, and walk in your anointing, walk in your power, oh God. Give us the spirit of your humility. Give us the spirit of your compassion. Help us to love one another as you love us. Help us to forgive one another as you forgive us, O God. Teach us how to walk in love. The love in the name of Jesus. Teach us, O God. We want to walk in your love. We want to do your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we surrender to you. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Help us in our walk with God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that the heavens are open in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are walking under an open heavens, oh God, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we come together in unity and oneness, O God, Father God, we cancel every work of darkness against our lives, against our destiny, against God's plans and purpose, our lives and destinies, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus, every satanic calendar, in the name of Jesus. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the Holy Ghost of Almighty God shall prevail in the name of Jesus. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus, and we cancel every satanic plan, every satanic agenda against this ministry. We cancel in the name of Jesus. Oh, don't let the count of Almighty God shall prevail in the name of Jesus. We cast as a plan and agenda of the enemy against each and every one of us, against our children, against our grandchildren. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose una God's plans and purpose will work in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashion against us, no weapon fashion against our spouse, no weapon fashion against our children shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We stand on your word. We stand on your promises, O God. We come expecting, O God. You make all things beautiful in its time, O God. O Father God, beautify our lives, O God. Oh, with your glory. Beautify our lives, O God, with your glory. Beautify our children's lives with your glory. Beautify our spouses' lives with your glory. Beautify our siblings' lives with your glory. Almighty God, beautify our nieces and nephews' lives with your glory. In the name of Jesus, beautify our lives. Let us worship you in your beauty, in your holiness, O God. For you said in your word, be ye holy, for I am holy, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, and be filled, O God, and overflowing. So overflowing in the name of Jesus. Only the count of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, shield us with your favor. Shield each and every one of us this morning with your favor. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let the favor of Almighty God rest upon each and every one of us. Favor with God and favor with man in the name of Jesus. Let the holy power of favor, let us walk in that power, O God, in the name of Jesus. Shield our children with your favor. Shield our grandchildren with your favor. O God, shield us. Shield our siblings with your favor. Our nieces and nephews with your favor. In the name of Jesus, favor, O God, shield us, O God, everyone under the sound of my voice, O God, and their families with your favor, O God, shield our spouses with your favor, O God, in the name of Jesus, according to Psalms 5, verse 12, in the name of Jesus, O God, shield us. Shield us, O God, with your favor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give us hearts to be grateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Grateful to you. Grateful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not be like the nine lepers, but let us be like the one who turned to Jesus and began to be grateful and thank Jesus and worship Jesus, oh God. And he said, today thou shalt be made whole. Oh God, we don't only want to be healed, but we want to be made whole in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we appreciate you. We turn around for you to say we are grateful. And not just by lip service, but from our hearts. We are grateful to you, O God. Many of us do not know what the enemy has planned last week. And we don't need to know, Lord, but you saved us. You saved us. You rescue us. So, Father, we are grateful to you. Oh, Lord, you saved our children In the name of Jesus, whatever plans the enemy has, you squash the plans. And you save our children. You save our grandchildren. You save our siblings, our nieces and our nephews. You save our spouses, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're grateful to you. Every day, if we could see all the things that you're doing even right now. We thank you, oh God, for saving us, for redeeming us. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us. We thank you, oh God, for empowering us. We thank you, oh God, for shielding us with your favor, favor with God and favor with man. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for breakthroughs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. Open our ears so we can hear the voice of Almighty God. Give us understanding. Oh God, we pray for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Holy Ghost, to make the right decisions, the right choices in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we are overcomers. We thank you for the victory on the cross in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for making the impossible possible. We thank you that we are the oasis, oh God, in the desert, oh God. Oasis for others, oh God, just like you are the oasis for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. Thank you, Lord, that we are above and not beneath. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm just going to read one scripture and then we'll close. Coming from Revelation chapter 3. Starting from verse 6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man open. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. That no man can shut that. God has opened a door that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have kept his word. Walk in his word. When it's kept your word, his word, you have been obedient. Obedient. We have been obedient to him. And we have not denied his name. Hallelujah. I do not know about you, but I want you to receive this word that God is speaking into your life. I have set before you an open door, and no man to shut it. But God has a little strength. And because you have a little strength, you could not open that door. Only His strength. Only God open that door for us, for you, because you kept His word and has not denied His name. Hallelujah. And I want you to receive that word this morning, because it's coming strictly from the throne of God. I could go on and on and on, but the Lord says, stop right there. Tell them, I have set this, hallelujah. The only thing you need to do is to move, go through that open door. Hallelujah. It is God who has done it. And no devil from the pit of hell can close that door. What have you been looking forward to? What have you been praying for that seemed to be so impossible? But the Lord has opened the door. Perhaps you've been praying for your children, yourself, whatever it is. And I'm not even going to speculate, because God knows, and God, and He said He has opened a door and no man can shut it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning just for that word. And I pray that each and every one, oh God, will receive what you said, oh God, and give them wisdom and understanding for that scripture to understand just that. Hallelujah. And empower us, oh God, to continue to do what you've called us to do. Greater grace rests upon each and every one of us, oh God. And as you have opened this door, oh God, we pray for wisdom, oh God. First of all, we pray for revelation. People of revelation and understanding. We pray for wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And pray for direction in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and we pray for your strength. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the open door, oh God. In Jesus' name, we've received that word in the spirit realm, and it will be manifested. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Today we're going to do it. Those who are joining, if you're joining, besides, let me know. We're doing a 24-hour. It starts the day at 3 p.m. in the name of Jesus, and it ends tomorrow at 3 p.m. We did it the last time. Those who want to be a part of it, it's past the same rules and regulation goes that when the last time, you can drink liquid water, and juices, teas, whatever. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So we're going to do 24 hours. I will be on the line, the prayer line, at 3 o'clock to pray. We'll be on the prayer line again in the name of Jesus at 6. Hallelujah, to pray in the name of Jesus. And then we're going to be, by God's grace, at 9 p.m. to pray. and they will be at 12 midnight to pray. So I'll be at 3 p.m. and I'll be at 6 p.m. and I'll be here at 9 p.m. and 12 a.m. to pray. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I will come back again at 3 a.m., but at 3 a.m., I'm going to be praying in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost for 1 hour. And, of course, we'll come back on the prayer line at 5. Amen. So we're going to really push this fast in the name of Jesus. So join us if you want to be a part. Hallelujah. Join us at 3 p.m., at 6 p.m. Start with us, and we'll finish tomorrow at, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're joining, text me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. 24 hours past the day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, we love you. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.